The Story of Creation. Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. Why don't you put your hands over your eyes? What do you see? Nothing. Now, put your hands over your ears. What do you hear? Nothing. Now, put your hands down. At the beginning of time, that's just what it was like. Only darkness and silence. Listen carefully, and I'll tell you the story of how the world was made. Everywhere was dark. All was quiet. There was no sun to light the land by day, or moon to light the sky by night. Only God existed. God had so much love to share that he decided to make man. Someone to be his friend. He would walk with him and talk with him. But before he could make man, he would need to build him a place to live. Man would need air to breathe, food to eat, and water to drink. This was going to be a very big job. But nothing is impossible for God. Remember, all was silent. Not a sound could be heard. Into the silence, God spoke. He gave a loud cry. Let there be light! And at the sound of his voice, there was a great big flash. Suddenly there was light as well as dark. The light he called day, and the dark he called night. It was the end of the first day. God looked at what he had made. It was good. Next, God made the sky. The sky was above the earth. Above the sky was heaven, where God would have his own special home. It was the end of the second day. God looked at what he had made. It was good. But he wasn't finished yet. The earth and the sky were now in their right places, but there was still water everywhere. God decided it would be good to gather the waters together in one place. He said to the oceans, "You stay here." And to the rivers, "You go there." And the waters obeyed him. So there was land and there was water. God named the dry land Earth, and the big waters he named Sea. God was really pleased. What else could he do? The earth was looking very bare. Trees were needed. Grass was needed. Flowers were needed. Some of the trees would bear fruit for the man to eat. Others would just be pretty for the man to look at. Each tree would have seeds so that when they dropped to the ground, more trees would grow. This meant that there would always be lots and lots of different trees and flowers for the man to enjoy. It was the end of the third day. God looked at what he had made. It was good. The next day, God made two lights to shine in the sky. The big light he called the sun, and the small light he called the moon. The sun would shine in the day and the moon would make light at night. Then he made lots of smaller lights which he called stars, and these he flung into space. It was the end of the fourth day. God looked at what he had made. It was good.